Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you joining us. And we are kind of delving into the next level of college football season. We have a fantastic guest for you today. It's the Kentucky Christian University standout linebacker, Aaron Cooper. He was the MSC East Division Player of the Year. He was also first team. Very athletic kid, a productive young man, if you will. And like I said, when we put this out on Twitter, we got a tremendous amount of feedback. Excited people. I mean, even people tweet me in the football world saying, hey, this kid is one to watch. But with that said, Aaron, good morning to you. We appreciate you sharing your day with us. How's the day treating you so far?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. Getting my boy ready to get some surgery on his tonsils, so it's a good morning.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's you got a lot going on. I would appreciate you sharing your day with that going on. I'm curious. I mean, you slipped through the cracks a little bit. I mean, out of high school, kind of how did you kind of slip? Because you're a fantastic talent. Obviously, the athleticism and the size are both there. Kind of share with us, you know, how did Aaron Cooper kind of get, you know, why aren't you at an LSU or say an Alabama or, you know, a Miami?
I didn't get much exposure in high school. I'm from a small town in Kentucky. I didn't go to many camps. The only college camp I went to was Arkansas State. I didn't get the exposure that a lot of high school players get. The teams in Kentucky that saw me, you know, I didn't get to go into any camps and show them exactly what I could do. All they saw was game film and stuff like that. So it was just a little hard for me, my family situation and stuff. And I was a two-sport athlete. So when I wasn't doing football, I was doing basketball, and a lot of teams wanted me to gain weight. And obviously playing basketball taught me to gain weight. But for the most part, it was really the exposure. Nobody really got to see me one-on-one in camps. You know, that's how a lot of people get their major looks when they're in high school. They got to go to camps and show their skills off. And I never got the opportunity to do that.
Nice. And obviously, I mean, once you get your shot, you've made the most of it. So, I mean, you arrive at the collegiate level. And I mean, obviously, I think the success was, I shouldn't say easy for you, but I mean, you've pretty well adapted pretty well and kind of been able to, you know, obviously knock this thing out of the ballpark. And I think that's why we're talking right now, because you've kind of put yourself on that NFL map. How do you approach this upcoming senior season? I mean, there's a lot on your plate. I'm sure, you know, the next level's on your mind. Your team at Kentucky Christian is on your mind. You said your son's getting his tonsils worked on, so you got, you know, that side of things. I mean, kind of how are you going to stay focused and kind of hopefully just expand and even excel at your final year at Kentucky Christian?
Well, first of all, my team comes first, and we have goals as a team to win championship and, you know, just try to make the playoffs and have a turnaround season from what we had last season, which wasn't too good. So that comes first. But I'm also putting in hard work this summer. I stayed up here at my school this summer to just to get a little extra workout with some of my boys so they can push me this summer, which I haven't had previous summers just because, you know, how small the school is. I can't really afford to have our whole team up here in school in the summer like most colleges. But a few of us put some stuff together, and now we're up here working out in the summer. So focus on our team goals and keep preparing myself to be the greatest me that I can be. And I can't think too much about the next level, because I got to do what I got to do here first. So I just take it one step at a time, one day at a time. And it's been doing well for me taking it that way. So it's got to keep going.
Yeah, well, keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing it the right way, and obviously it's working out for you. Once again, Aaron Cooper, Kentucky Christian linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And before we kind of delve into what you bring to the table and why teams are going to love you, I mean, on a personal level, people reached out saying, hey, you got to get this kid on the map. You got to help him out. And then, like I said, the Twitter following, I think there was like 5,000 impressions and just a lot of people commenting. And I had so many people from the outside, or just say in the industry, just commenting on what they think about you. And I think it was on a more personal level. So you obviously have to be in very endearing. I think if you were kind of like a guy, just a roundabout way, a knucklehead that nobody liked, I don't think you would get this kind of following. But, I mean, is it fair to say that you're a good people person?
I'm a social work major, so I love working with people. I love helping people, and, I was raised to respect everybody, or respect people that respect me, obviously. But I get along with everybody. I don't have many problems with anybody, and I'm just, I don't know, I'm just me, so I can't really speak on how they feel about me, but I just know that I do build a lot of relationships with people, and it comes easy to me to build relationships. That's why my transition from, the schools, it wasn't hard. I came in, I sat right in, and I did what I had to do, It's just easy for me to, and people like me, and I make myself a likable person to people. I'm not a cocky person, so people like being around me. They like the energy that I bring most of the time. So that's always good.
Yeah, Aaron, and I believe that. And like I said, Coach Marion, I mean, he was one of your biggest supporters as we talked, trying to put this thing together. And like I said, I think when your coaching staff as well was kind of pushing the, I think they believe in you and obviously believe in what you bring to the table and obviously the good graces of what you've been able to do for the school as well. So let's kind of break this thing down. What are those home run traits? If we're breaking down the game tape, we're watching you on film, what do you think some scouts are going to love about you if you're in the room with them right now? What are they going to say? Hey, Aaron, we love this. We love that. I mean, these are these home run qualities that make you special.
I know one thing a lot of coaches used to tell me when I was, when I was getting recruited by EKU in high school, they just love the fact that I could run. And I make plays on sides of the field, opposite sides of the field, stuff like that. So I can run. My length, my arms are crazy long. They always said my body build was, they like how my frame was, and I can put muscle on and weight on pretty good. And it will look good, it'll look and feel good on. And pretty much any weight that I play on, I don't get too big or nothing. But I'm a runner, and I'm physical, and that's pretty much what I use in my everyday. I know that I can always run, and I know I can win the one-on-one majority of the time. So
nice. And I'm curious. You mentioned the background in basketball and whatnot, and the length. What is your height and weight right now?
I just weighed in on Monday, and I was 229, and I'm 6'2".
Nice, nice, and you get after it. And that's that's kind of where the NFL is going too. You kind of see those more athletic, smaller size linebackers kind of making their presence felt, and I think you kind of fall in line with that. What does your team ask? I'm not going to lie. I haven't been able to watch Kentucky Christian football. But, on a defensive standpoint, going into a game on Saturday, what are your coaches kind of relaying to you? What do they want you to bring to the defensive unit?
I'm an edge stopper. It's hard for teams to get around the edge on me. I just use my length and my speed, and it's hard for teams to, run around the edge on us. And I can guard smaller receivers pretty well, just because of my height. I don't have to be directly on them for the quarterback to not look at them. Because I'm taller. They just always ask me to be physical and just they always just say do what you do, pretty much. So, I mix in a little DN sometimes. So. And it's all because of that length and that athletic ability for on tackles. A lot of tackles really can't really do much with me if I give them a little something. They can't do much with me on the edge because of the length and the speed. So,
and this one,
as
the top trait. I'm curious, Aaron. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes in situations you're put in, you can't show other abilities, or it could be game film study, leadership qualities. I mean, scouts are going to be taking notice of you. I mean, they've already have, but I mean, in terms of just looking at this next level, I mean, what is some of the things we're not going to see on film that is some of the positive abilities that you possess?
Well, some things that haven't been on film in the past years, just because of the things that my team want me to do and stuff, I feel like I can cover pretty well, and I'm usually not able to cover on our defenses because they want me to run stop so much and, you know, do the edge, secure the edge and stuff. But I feel like I'm a good pass coverage linebacker as well. I can pretty much run with a lot of the slot receivers and tight ends. I can run with tight ends and stuff like that. So I feel like something that I can do that I really am not able to do often is cover receivers.
Nice. Excellent stuff. Aaron, I was so excited to get you on. And like I said, we've talked for a while, and I there's so many guys that we have to go through. And like I said, when I realized that, I'm like, oh, man, I missed Aaron Cooper. I'm like, well, and I'm so glad to be able to get this show going, and we're almost out of time. Before we wrap things up, we do like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions. But before we get to that, I do ask this question of all our guests, regardless of the position. Do you get comparisons to anyone? I mean, or do you kind of pattern yourself after any guys that are at the next level right now, or anyone that you just kind of want to, you know, look at and say, I'm comparable to this guy?
I know my teammates, they always call me, what's the guy that plays at the Texans? He's from South Carolina.
Oh, Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah, they always call me him on but I really don't. I feel like he's a lot bigger than me and stuff. But I know when I was getting recruited, a lot of people used to call me Aaron Jones or Aaron, a DN from Wake Forest a while ago, or outside linebacker.
Oh, Aaron Curry.
Yeah, Aaron Curry. The coaches always used to compare me to him. But when I just watch people, and I watch a lot of players. I don't watch anybody specifically and, like, try to make my game after them. I take something from here, something from there, I got to fit me, what's best for me, you know what I mean? So I just pull from everybody. I just watch people, and if I feel like, hey, I might can do that, I'll try it out. If I can't do it, I can't do it. And if I can't do it but I want to do it, I just keep working on it until it works for me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Aaron Cooper, the Kentucky Christian Knights standout linebacker. He was Defensive Player of the Year in 2015. I'm sure looking to repeat that feat in 2016.
Yes,
kind
sir.
Enough to join us again here on the C2P. We got about 2 minutes left. Anyone listening out there, kids looking to go to Kentucky Christian, I mean, why should this be a place where they can not only get their academic, degree, but also play on the field and enjoy their time as a Knight? I mean, kind of promote the school a little bit and give them some love.
The people that I've surrounded myself, the people I've surrounded myself with at this school, they have helped me get to where I'm at now. And, when I was transferring from a D1 school to Kentucky Christian, you come to campus and you're not thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to come here. You know what I mean? But the people there, they're really nice people, and they help you. It's just a great atmosphere to be around those type of people. And, the brotherhood that we have on our team, and that's what a lot of recruits see when they do come to our school. We're so tight, and, we have fun, and we just – it's fun to be around my boys that I play football with, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I feel like
stuff.
I'm here because of God put me here for a reason. So this was the best place for me, and I've been able to do the things that I do by being here. So
excellent. I think the same holds true for you. I think they love having you there, and I think you're going to be sorely missed once you go on to bigger and better things. Aaron, like we promised to the folks and the folks out there listening, we always ask this. And you're kind of like you're our first 2016-2017 interview for next year, so you get the ball rolling. We ask these questions at the end of all the shows. Female celebrities, Aaron, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
I'm taking my girl, Beyonce.
Nice.
Yeah,
in typical fashion, it's funny you said that because Beyonce, she has been reigning supreme as the winner. Rihanna took her down in 2014. Beyonce come back and won in 2016, and she was like, I think, 2013, 2012 winner. I think Halle Berry had a few. Alicia Keys had one early, but Beyonce starts the year off. And the final question for you, besides playing in the National Football League, if you had to earn some extra money, are we more likely to see Aaron Cooper as a male runway model, or are we more inclined to see you as a male or as a lead singer of a boy band?
That's funny because I've thought about doing both of those, but I feel like I'd love to be a singer, but I think I'd probably get some extra money as a model.
Excellent
that
stuff, man.
That physique and the shoulders sitting up, I think that model will work out for me.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you. God bless the family. Hope everything with the tonsils works out perfect, and for you, stay humble, man. Stay hungry. Be blessed.
Yes,
I hope you have a safe, clean, injury-free senior season. I can't wait to see where you land. But we appreciate you sharing your time, and the best to you and your night teammates, my man.
Yeah, all right. Appreciate you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Aaron Cooper, the standout from the Kentucky Christian Knights. And, folks, everyone knows that a lot of prospects we bring on are some small school gems, and this guy reigns supreme as one of those guys heading into this upcoming season and then beyond when you look at the 2017 draft. I mean, you're going to be seeing his name creeping up on more and more websites, and his name's going to become more popular as he kind of goes through this final year. And like you said, I mean, the amount of response of just people interested in listening to him and the compliments we received, knowing that we're getting him on the show, I just think volumes of not what he is on the field, but what he is off the field. And he mentioned early in the show that he did some social working stuff. And obviously I think he's just a genuine good guy, and he's weeping rewards of that. If you want more of Aaron Cooper, we're going to be putting his bio up. We'd like to say it'll be a one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man. You can check this interview out at iTunes. It's all already available. You can listen to it at blogtalkradio.com. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. Our fantastic guest tonight, Aaron Cooper, joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.